To those who come to this happy podcast, welcome. I'm Mike Buongiorno. This is PCMC. I'm here in the Little Mermaid room, one of the Little Mermaid rooms, in the Art of Animation Hotel Resort at Orlando, Florida. I'm tired. In Orlando, Florida, we were at the park all day. Here in Disney World, we were at Epcot all day. And this is the episode where we're going to talk about Epcot.
Epcot,
the Intellectuals Park.
The experimental prototype, Unity of Tomorrow.
Right. Epcot.
I almost messed it up.
Yeah. My experience with Epcot before this was when I went as a kid, we went to Epcot for like half a day. And my dumbass was like, it's educational. I want to go back to Magic Kingdom, whatever.
When I was little, I loved it.
Well, you were smarter than me as a kid. Now I fucking loved it. I enjoyed Epcot a lot today.
Yeah.
And Epcot sort of has gotten cooler. It's gotten more.
Oh, yeah.
With the age of the internet and stuff.
Yes.
Like,
Instagram makes things cool again.
Yeah. It's like, it kind of, I don't want to make it about intellect or classes or whatever, but people really love on its education now.
Right.
And also, it's sort of charmingly out of date.
Right.
It's like, it should have been updated.
Right.
A lot, but it hasn't. So it's kind of like, there's something charming about the fact that it's like, kind of like old.
Right.
You know, there's something classic about it. We started our day with breakfast.
Breakfast at Garden Grill.
Which you were really adamant and I was going there.
I was pumped about this breakfast and I was not disappointed.
Talk about Garden Grill. What is it like?
Okay. So it's rotational dining. So the restaurant. I don't know what I was trying to say. The restaurant.
It's like a circle. It's like a donut.
Right. It moves ever so slightly. So you're not like spinning around and getting nauseous while you eat.
But you're moving. Like, you're rotating the whole time.
Right.
But you really can't even notice it unless you're trying to watch it.
Especially from where we were. So there's two levels to it. There's the lower level, which faces the land, which is an attraction that talks about how Disney like makes its food.
And yeah.
It's cool. It's educational. It's 40 minutes. So if you don't have 40 minutes, everyone skips it. But the scenery is cool and you get to like see it. And from the bottom, you're noticing the rotation, but mostly you're noticing the scenery change, which is the point of the rotation.
Yeah.
But from where we were, there was kind of a big wall and we couldn't see it that well. So we didn't really notice the rotation at all unless we passed the kitchen because the kitchen won't move.
Yeah.
And it's character meals, so there was Mickey, Pluto, Chip and Dale.
And Mickey is in like a farmer outfit to go with the theme.
Right. Mickey's actually the only one dressed up.
Right.
You think the others would be too.
Yeah.
But it's Mickey.
Well, he's the only one of those characters that ever wears clothes anyway, though.
Yeah, but like at Chef Mickey's in the Contemporary Resort, like Mickey, I guess they all wear clothes of those characters. I was going to say Mickey's
Pluto,
dressed
Chip
up.
Pluto, Chip and Dale never get dressed.
Right. Okay, never mind. Scratch that.
It's kind of weird the way it works, though. It's family style, but you don't order.
Right.
You kind of just go in, and if you're in, they're like, okay, you're in. First, they bring you fresh fruit and a big
Cinnabon
that's shaped like Mickey.
Right. It's good.
And that was fucking fantastic.
It's so good.
So you eat that first, and then while you're eating that, they bring you tea or juice
and Pog. They have the Pog.
Jen loves Pog. Talk about Pog.
All right.
Talk about Pog.
All right.
Talk about it.
I already talked about it. It's passion fruit, orange, and guava in equal parts. I looked up the recipe. And if it wasn't so hard to find guava juice, I'd make it. But it's just, it's so good. It's the color of a sunset.
Wow. What a romantic way to put it.
Yo, it is. Tell me
so you
not.
Were super excited. You got a regular one and a mimosa one.
Right, because our meal plan includes alcohol. And I loves me some champagne.
Sure.
So, and then I was like, yeah, whatever. I'll get a mimosa because we're not paying for it.
But then you were like, I'd like a regular one, though.
Well, no, because he was like, I can make the mimosa. Well, I already ordered Pog. And then he was like, you can get a mimosa. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. I'll get both. And
he was like, do you want it with alcohol? And you were like, yes.
No, that's not what happened. But then he said, I can do it with orange juice. I can do it with, I don't know, whatever. And then he was like, or I can do it with the pog juice. And I was like, that's what?
Right. And you got what? Excited.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I want that one. And then I want my real one because I know it's going to, the champagne's going to change the taste.
Yeah.
I want the pure one.
So while he's bringing, so you eat the fresh fruit in the Cinnabon while he's bringing you, or while your server's bringing you your drinks. And then they bring out a skillet. And on the skillet is sausage, bacon, eggs, and Mickey waffles. And then they give you syrup and then some chocolate sauce for the Mickey waffles.
Hazelnut, chocolate hazelnut.
Yeah. And you can eat as much of that as you want.
Yeah.
And they'll just keep bringing more.
With whatever you want. They don't have to bring a whole new skillet.
Right.
So if you just want waffles, they'll bring waffles.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
So I'm a vegetarian, so I was eating the Mickey waffles and the eggies.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of us, you didn't like sausage, so we didn't touch the sausage. You like the bacon.
The bacon.
But you don't eat bacon outside of Disney.
Nope.
You only eat Disney bacon.
Pigs wag their tails when they're happy.
Right.
Not in Disney.
Why do you think the Disney pigs don't wag their tails?
No. They wag their tails.
Yeah.
They live a long, happy life. They write out their little pig will.
Yeah.
Because in Disney, every animal can talk.
Right. And it's, I want to be Jen's breakfast. And it's a little
humanoid. Yeah. So they write out their little pig will.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't want my body to go to waste. I don't want to be buried. I don't want any of that. I want to be part of the circle of life.
This is nonsense. So we ate breakfast. I actually, my favorite, it was all great, but my favorite part of it was, there was also hash browns. Or tater tots.
Tots. Yeah.
So we ate that. But my favorite part was still the Cinnabon. It was the best Cinnabon I ever had. Because you know why? Because it wasn't tightly wound, so it wasn't dry. Like, it was sort of loose, and like the gooiness in between the layers was so fucking good.
Oh, it was really good.
Oh, I want it right now. It was so good.
But let's get back to the pod.
Let's talk about, yes. Oh, I want to talk about the characters.
Oh, yeah.
So we met Pluto, Chip, and Dale first.
Yeah.
Pluto licked my head, and I could hear the cast member in the costume go, which I appreciated the detail.
They can't make a lot of noises.
Yeah.
But that and, like, kissing noises they can make, so that's fun.
Who snuck up on you, Chip or Dale?
Dale. Dale
snuck up on you.
Yeah.
I forgot what happened.
I was eating, and he was just standing behind me.
Yeah.
And he, it's so much fun.
And then we were like, well, we can't leave before we talk to Mickey.
Right.
This is our only chance to see Mickey and have a picture with Mickey at Disney World. And finally he came, and we took a picture of it. So you could probably, I'll put it on the Instagram, Pop Culture Man Children, at Pop Culture Man Children on Instagram. I took a picture of this. Mickey puts his arms out for Jen to come and hug him. The look on Jen's face when she hugged Mickey Mouse, it was such pure joy, and it was such serenity. You've never looked that happy in all the time I've known you. Just like, I'm hugging Mickey Mouse. And he was so cute. And then I wasn't taking pictures. I was just taking, I was like, I'm good. I'll take, I had Jen's phone and I was taking pictures of her with the characters. But Mickey wouldn't have that.
Yeah, no.
Mickey, he can't speak, but he basically put his arm around me like, no, we're taking a picture.
Yeah.
So then you took a picture of me with Mickey.
Yeah.
Which I'm glad we did.
Yeah, it was cute. It was really cute.
It was cute. It's cute that every time Mickey takes a picture, he puts his foot up.
Yeah.
Like the classic, like, he put his, you know, puts, stands on his heel.
Mm-hmm.
So that was breakfast. And then we had to talk about what happened after breakfast, which was one of the best shits of my life. My stomach.
Mike.
No, we're talking about this.
No.
I got to talk about
Not
this.
Not again.
So my stomach has still been hurting. And then we had a big breakfast, and I looked like I was about to have a heart attack. And you were like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, my stomach hurts. And then as we're leaving, I'm like, you know what? I got to go to the bathroom. And I go to the bathroom, and I'm not going to get into the details, but I spent, 20 minutes in there?
You spent so long in there that, because you left in the restaurant.
I had to grab all the shit.
Yeah, I had to like settle up and grab the shit. And
by the time I got outside, Jen had gray hair and wrinkles. I spent a while in there. And when I got out, I said, we better run before they make me buy them a new toilet.
glad you told that story.
It was one of my favorite parts of this trip.
I hope it makes it in.
I'm not editing this out. It's literally one of the highlights of the trip.
A big old poop.
Yeah, and I felt great after that.
I'm upset.
And then we were on Spaceship Earth.
Yeah.
And Dame Judi Dench talked to us about papyrus.
Papyrus.
Yeah. You know, it's very similar in a way to Carousel of Progress.
Yes.
I mean, it's a bigger system. It's not like a rotating theater. You're moving up. You're basically inside the big Epcot ball. And you're seeing the history of communication from, like, papyrus to, you know, to the internet and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It's another classic. It's another one that some people say is super boring, but I fucking loved. It's so charming and sweet. And
I've loved it when it came when I was 7, and I love it now.
Yeah, it was really. So when you were 7, was it Jeremy Irons?
I don't remember a lot of what happened when I went the first time.
Because I believe there has been 3. I don't remember the first one, but then in the 90s, Jeremy Irons was the narrator, and now it's Dame Judi Dench.
Well, I went in 97.
And they do update it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, just like everything else in Epcot, it's charmingly out of date.
But I love it.
I loved it too. It's very relaxing.
It is.
Yeah.
And like the animatronic part isn't really out of date because it's just the history. Mm. It's when you come back down.
You know what? It's not out of date. It's just...
It needs a refurbishment.
The information isn't out of date. Right, the history is correct. Right. But the ride... Like if they made it now, it would be... more articulate animatronics. There would be screens, which is I have a problem with too many screens.
But I don't want that. I like it just the way it is.
Yeah, me too.
I like the smells. The smells on that ride are fantastic. Especially, yeah, like they make candles that smell like Rome burning in that ride.
Yeah. It's, you know, it was really, I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went on Soarin',
mm-hmm,
which I was worried about Soarin' because you're kind of high, even though it's a screen. You are literally high off the ground,
right? And we were at the top,
right?
We were in row one,
and I was afraid of getting nauseated because, you know, I have a tendency to do that. And you know what? This ride is famous for not being wonderfully designed, and if you are at the edge of the screen, the image curves.
Mm-hmm.
Which could be very nauseating. So everyone wants to go in the middle. Like when we were online, we were like, can we go in the middle? And the cast member, sort of annoyed, was like, well, we've got these people waiting for the middle as well. So it'll be about 20 minutes.
But that's classic cast member asking for an account. Like, that's not what we got when we asked at Smuggler's Run.
Right. If you listen to the last episode.
Yeah.
Right. On the last episode, we talked about going on Smuggler's Run and Galaxy's Edge, and that guy was super sweet to us.
So nice.
He was like, oh, you want to be pilots? No problem.
Right, which was out of the norm. So you got a nice... You got a nice classic grumpy guest member.
Yeah. Oh, she was like, we have to wait 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, I'm sorry that, you know, I think Pete, who's the host of the Diz podcast.
Right.
He has said, like, you know, the thing the cast members always say is, oh, Disney doesn't make a bad seat. But
they do.
On that ride, they do. Like, it really does not work on the edges.
Right.
But I was just like, let's do it. We're here. We wait. We did it. Let's just do it. And I was like, fuck it. If I'm going to get sick, I'm going to get sick. And then we went and I actually really liked it.
Yeah. I love that ride.
The Avatar ride, Flight of Passage, is sort of the same... It's the same ride concept.
Right.
You're on a moving thing in a room where there's a giant screen.
Everyone always calls Flight of Passage Soarin' on steroids.
Right, because in Soarin', there's no real thrills in it. You're just sort of... Soarin's just sort of very relaxing. You're sort of...
You're gliding.
Know, right, because it's showing you these different places in the world. Epcot is all about, like, information and internationalism and things like that.
But just to get back to, like, the seat.
Yeah.
Like, the seating.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm remembering it, like, with a more nostalgic feel for it. Soarin' over California, I think there was only, like, one little part where you sat made a difference. Whereas, like, this one, like, the pyramids curve, the Eiffel Tower is the big one that curves.
It was better before. The original version was Soarin' over California.
Right. So, like, it's not really, like... The seating setup, it's more this that they chose film. Poor imaging to go with the seating setup.
Right. Right. For its anniversary, Disneyland just reinstalled
Soarin' Over California. Which I don't know why they even took that one out.
Because it is in California.
Right. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And at the end, I think you land in Disneyland, which is why they were like, we gotta end it in Disney World.
Yeah.
So.
It, despite the fact that, like, you see mountains curve and the Eiffel Tower curve. Right,
and the pyramids.
It's pretty nice.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
I think I said to you today, I realized that I like any ride that is windy.
Yeah.
Like, when they blow wind on you and you feel it, I just love that.
Wind and smells.
Oh, I love wind.
Yeah.
After Soarin', we went on Journey into Imagination.
With Figment. Because for a while, it was without Figment.
Right.
And people rioted.
Right. But the original Journey into Imagination was like a dark ride with Figment through the whole thing. Right. And then there was also Figment's like weird captain guy.
Right.
But now it's like, now it's themed like it's an institute.
Uh-huh.
And Eric Idle from Monty Python plays a scientist who's like, he's talking to Figment. Right. People who love the original ride say that they hate the new ride.
Yeah.
I never went on it, so I was just like, all right, I get it.
I mean, it's I don't love it.
He's a purple cute dragon, and I like that. I appreciate that.
No, I like him, but, like I think I enjoyed the queue more than I enjoyed the ride, because, like, it features, I forget their names, but from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Right.
And he's got his own office, and Robin Williams from Flubber, and he's got his own office.
Right, so they're putting these
scientists all Disney together.
Disney scientists together, yeah.
And that's cool.
Right. That is cool.
But,
and some of the Imagineering's cool. You've got some Figment Imagineering.
Right.
They do some cool things with smells. They do some cool things with, like, at one point Figment turns the world upside down and you see like an upside down house.
Right. Yeah, that's cool.
That's kind of cool. There is a fucking terrifying part though.
Yeah. At the end.
Yeah, I forget what sets it up, but there's just, they blow air on you.
Yeah, and it goes dark.
And you hear like a giant sound, like an explosion. And all that together fucking scares the shit out of you.
Yeah, I don't like it. I forgot you wanted to do it and I didn't say anything because I was like, I don't remember liking this ride.
Uh-huh.
But I couldn't remember why.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be a big pansy and say no.
Uh-huh.
And that's why.
Oh, really?
That had to be why.
That's why you didn't like
it. I think I blocked it out.
It's weird because it's uncharacteristic of the rest of the ride.
Right.
Because the rest of the ride is just like, it's supposed to be like teaching you about your senses.
Right.
I don't know what the original ride was like, but the new ride doesn't make a lot of sense because it's like about senses, but then also like, how does imagination fit into senses? I'm not sure. In the end, Eric Idle becomes like a big creepy moon.
Right.
The whole thing's kind of like an acid trip.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
It's weird.
It might be fun if you're like on acid.
Yeah. Maybe it'll make sense to you if you're on acid. Yeah. It's very weird. It's all Eric Idle as a scientist trying to like explain something to you.
Right. And then
Figment comes in and fucks it up.
Right. And he's like, don't come on this tour. And Figment's like, come on the tour.
Yeah.
That's how it starts.
It's a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
So after, then afterwards I got a cute Figment doll.
Yeah.
And I got a Figment t-shirt
that,
I don't know if it was maybe a woman's cut or just crazily made. I got extra large, and typically I'm a large. And so I got an extra large because it looked small, and it still was like, I looked like a sausage in it. So I ended up giving it to you.
Yeah.
Sleep
in it.
Yeah. And then we went on the worst attraction at Walt Disney World.
It's not the worst.
No, it's the absolute worst.
It's not the worst.
The attraction I'm talking about is Finding Nemo.
The Seas with Nemo and Friends.
It is. It's just screens the ride.
And the... screens the ride. Screens the attraction.
Yeah, it's just nothing but screens. It's fucking terrible.
But at the end, it's cool because, like, they put the fish in the aquarium and, like, it actually seems...
That would be cool if they did it the whole way through.
All right.
And it's also, like, not really the story. Like, in Finding Nemo, he gets lost. But in this, like, Nemo's, like...
It's like a joke that
he's like
lost.
Hiding from his family. And also, it's not the voice of Albert Brooks as the father and not the voice of Ellen DeGeneres. And you could...
It's, like, obviously not the voice of Ellen.
Yeah, you could tell it's not the real them. So it's like, what are we doing here, guys?
Yeah.
It's just cheap and... Oh, it was shitty. All
right, whatever.
All right, what's a worse attraction than that? Exactly. Right. It's the worst attraction. You like it.
I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it. I don't love it. I don't love it.
What do you like about it?
I like the aquarium part. I like that it's like a nice, cool ride. I like the song. It's a big blue world, which I've been singing.
But like, why is there forever. A song in there? Because there's no songs in the movie.
All right.
Like, what's happening?
I don't know how to help you with this.
It's weird.
It was just
it's
a just dark.
It's so cheap.
It was, okay, well, but also, so for fast passes in Magic Kingdom, you can fast pass anything. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But in Epcot and the other parks,
yeah,
there's tiers.
Yeah.
So you can only get one tier, one thing.
Uh-huh.
And those are the great rides.
Yeah.
So we were able to get, what did we get? Soarin'. And then after that, everything's tier two. And it's like, well.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. And we already got, what's it called? Spaceship Earth.
Right.
So then I was just like searching and I was like, this is not that far.
Mm-hmm.
It's air conditioned. It'll take us like, you know, it'll take us a little around for a little while and we get to sit down.
Well, anyway, we were tired because we've been going so hard for the couple days before it. So we were like, you know what? Let's do a little bit of Epcot and then go back to the hotel and take a nap.
Yes.
Because it's a Skyliner park. So we could just hop on the Skyliner and get back to the hotel super fast. So we got back to the hotel. We went to the gift shop with our lightsabers and we were like, how the fuck do we get this back to New York?
We said it nicer.
Yeah. And they were like, and they basically, you could tell that they deal with this problem a lot.
Oh, yeah. Right away, they were like, this, and this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we shipped it through the mail. And I thought it was going to be a ton of money. And it ended up being like $39 or something.
Yeah, it was 40 bucks.
I really thought it was going to be over 100.
I thought it was going to be 50.
Because it's like, we shipped the big lightsabers and our droids.
Yeah, no.
Which is like, that's going to be a big box.
Yeah, both those are heavy, heavy suckers.
Yeah, they're going to be a big fucking box.
And they even like... They were even super helpful, like, as to say, bring everything with you so you could ship it all at once and only pay once.
Right, right.
Like, you know, normally Disney's trying to get as every much penny money. They can squeeze out of you, but also they're all about hospitality.
Right. And so, I guess that money goes to the U.S. Post Office. So
that's true. That's true.
They're like, fuck it.
Yeah, good point.
But I really thought with something that big, I mean, that's got to be a heavy box. That's going to be a big, heavy box. Which we sent it to your house or my house?
My house.
Your house.
I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how my grandma's going to get it in if I'm at work.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
That's a later problem.
It's a problem for the future, you.
Yeah.
But that was super helpful because we talked in the last episode about Galaxy's Edge and how much we loved it. The thing we didn't love about it was after you make the lightsaber and it's this beautiful experience, then you're fucking walking around all day with a lightsaber. And they give you like a little like... sheath to put it in and sort of you can hang it over your shoulder, but it's like it's big and heavy and it's not comfortable and you're kind of like all day long you're kind of like you've got this giant imagine like those things that people put pool cues in like you're just walking around with that
and it's like yours is probably a little bit easier. My lightsaber is literally the size of my body minus my head. So even to carry mine on my shoulder, it's dragging. So
and there were times during the day where I was carrying both. No big deal. I'm a big strong man. And
humble brag.
And but it was just such a pain in the ass. And we were literally like it just dawned on us. We were like, how the fuck do we get these home?
I know.
So we Googled it, and Google had stupid. Google's like, you can fucking check it. And it's
no, we're not checking
it. If you
check
it, it's going to just break. There's no way.
And we're not putting it. It also said that you can bring it as your carry-on, but what TSA agent is going to be like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, no way they're going to let you. Because you can't put that under the seat.
You also like.
So what are you just gonna hold it? There's no way.
You can actively use that as a weapon.
Yeah.
You can actively whack someone over the head with that.
Yeah. No way.
So there's no way TSA agents letting that through.
Yeah. Really, the only choice is to mail it.
Right.
Which we fucking did.
As far as the parks go, we probably should have sent it to the room, but we thought we were gonna do like cool. I mean, we did do cool stuff with it at the very end of the night.
Yeah.
But I think we're just so beat that we like we're just over it.
Yeah, and the good thing was we didn't carry the droids because
with the shops, you can send your merch. If as long as you're not going home tomorrow,
right,
you could have them ship your merch to the gift shop at your hotel. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to carry it all day. So we did that with the droids. So we didn't have to carry them, but we were carrying our fucking lightsabers.
Yeah.
But anyway, we did that. And then we went and took a nap. And fuck, it was great. Like, we took a midday nap.
It was so good.
It was so fucking good.
Yeah.
Especially after a giant shit. You know what I mean? Jen?
Stop. Stop bringing up the giant shit.
Jen, I don't mean to call you out on the podcast, but I can't help but notice you haven't talked about you going to the bathroom.
Yeah, because I'm a lady ass face.
I remember you taking a trip to the bathroom at some point.
Yeah, to tinkle.
Yeah, okay.
If I have a really, really long tinkle, yeah, to powder my nose.
Yep. Anyway, we both were feeling good and empty. And we,
10 pounds lighter.
We took a beautiful nap. And then we woke up and we went back to Epcot and had, I think, my favorite meal.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, was it good.
Via Napoli.
In Italy.
In Italy. We went to Italy, guys.
No big deal. You went to Italy and Epcot.
We went to Italy, period.
And Via Napoli, what is that?
Okay, so it's an Italian restaurant. Their, like, main thing is pizza.
So good.
So good. And okay, so in Epcot, if you guys didn't know this, they anyone that works in whatever country you're in,
yeah,
is from that country. So if it's in Mexico, all the people are from Mexico.
Like, really from
there. Right, right. If it's in Italy, all the people are from Italy.
Yeah.
And the water's from Italy. I don't know. I don't feel like you didn't believe me, but that's a real thing.
I believe you.
They import the water from Italy,
yeah,
to make the food so it actually tastes
like
it.
Yeah.
Right. Authentic.
It was.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good.
Everything was
my great. Favorite dinner setting was Be Our Guest, because right, it was immersive, was the castle. Right. It was you know,
beautiful.
It was Beast Castle from Beauty and the, yeah, Beast, and we got to meet Beast.
Right.
But my favorite meal was Via Napoli.
Yeah.
We got, you know, first it's Italian, so they give you bread and oil, and that's so fucking good. Great. And then we got mozzarella caprese, which is the mozzarella with the tomatoes, yeah, and it was like good sweet ripe tomatoes,
yeah,
that was good. And then we ordered, yeah, a personal, we shared everything, we ordered a personal pizza to share,
yeah,
and we
the
ordered
penne arrabbiata,
yeah,
which
penne
is like
abracadabra.
The first time I tried to order it, I couldn't say it.
I looked,
and that's what came out.
I googled it, and it means angry pasta,
yeah.
Yeah. Because it's spicy, and we shared that, and yeah, that was really good in al dente.
Yeah,
it was really, yeah, fucking good.
I love a good al dente pasta.
Oh, and then when the pizza came, I was dipping it in the fucking hot sauce.
That pizza was so good.
Yeah,
everything was so good.
That was our best meal.
Yeah,
fucking great.
And we got a nice little Italian experience.
Yeah.
We went to Italy, guys.
By the way, I guess the word seltzer isn't a word in Italy.
Oh, yeah.
Because I said, and she's never heard anyone. Right. Because she was like, what do you want to drink? And I said seltzer. And she looked at me like, what the fuck are you even saying? Yeah. And then I was like, club soda? And she was like, got it. And
yeah,
then she brought me a seltzer.
Yeah.
She had no fucking idea.
Right.
She was very nice, our waitress.
Oh, yeah. Super, super sweet.
We just saw The Godfather a week ago, and I was like, she reminds me of Apollonia from The Godfather.
Yeah.
You know Apollonia, she explodes in the car.
Yep.
Anyway, and then I had, for dessert, I had tiramisu and a cappuccino.
Mm-hmm.
And you had some gelato, which you barely ate.
I had chocolate gelato. We had a fast pass to make.
Yeah, we had to go to
Frozen Ever After,
in
which
Norway.
Which is one of the tier one attractions.
I'm going to go ahead and say, first of all, I loved it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say it's not tier one in quality. It's
no,
tier one because of how popular the characters
frozen
are.
Right. Which is how they work.
Right.
Really.
Right.
If everyone decided they didn't want to go on like Test Track or whatever anymore, it wouldn't be tier one.
Right, right.
So
my only complaint about it would be it's too short.
Oh, yeah, it's super short.
But the animatronics are great. When you first get in, there's an Olaf that's fucking incredible.
Yeah.
It does that new thing that the animatronics do where it's an animatronic like it always was, but their face is projected. So their face has cartoonish articulation on what's clearly a physical form.
Right.
And it was so good. She sings let it go. And
yeah, and there's like a few drops in it.
But like tiny little drops. But you were worried about me, and you were like, now there's drops in here. I want you to know there's a drop. Yeah. But it was hard to be scared when like the ride was full of excited children and excited little girls. Yeah. There were so many little girls. The Frozen ride is like heaven for little girls.
Yeah.
Everyone was so excited.
Yeah, it's really
It's so cute. Popular.
My only complaint is that you talked about like the projection.
Yeah.
But like I feel like the only ride, and we didn't do it, which does it like almost seamlessly, is Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. And I don't know if it's better lit, but like in Frozen you can see where the projection ends and the animatronic begins.
Right. Which so you imagine like it's a blank faced.
Right. So there's mannequin. A there's a glow
right,
around
true.
Their face That's and true. Not around the rest of them.
Yeah.
And it's horrifying.
Olaf honestly. Is the best one.
Right. But I think Olaf's just he's white. Animatronic. Right.
So he doesn't have a skin
right.
tone.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
The ones at the end, at the very end where Anna and Elsa are like waving goodbye right. to you can really see.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
It's a projection on a faceless mannequin.
Right. Plus you're going slower because the ride's ending, so you have more time to look at it.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
It's cute though. It's
no,
nice.
It is. It's really cute.
She uses magic to push you back down a little hill and it's cute. Yeah. It's
but I
nice.
Mean, it's
and
also working.
Girls love it.
They do love it.
Not to gender it, but like a lot of little girls were there. And oh, there was a cute family behind us. And they were like, look, it's Olaf. And she was so excited.
She really was.
She was like, oh, my favorite.
Yeah.
It was cute.
It is.
You know, we don't have kids and we haven't come with kids. But seeing kids around, you can really vicariously live through their energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's always fun when you see a little kid get super excited about like seeing Mickey or like seeing a character they love on a ride. Like you always love that.
And the characters like encourage it and get into it too. Like I don't know if you noticed, we were in Galaxy's Edge. Mm-hmm. Ray was like running past and she saw a little girl dressed up like her.
Right.
And she was like, come on, we have to go. But the girl was just like, I'm not leaving my mom.
Yeah. I mean, I guess like if you were a cast member who plays a character, you would much more care about interacting with little kids
right.
than
no,
you would
course.
An adult.
No, but I mean, right. No, of course.
But they're
but
so
I'm
good
just,
at it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying like they'll encourage the excitement too. They'll try to bring it out of them.
Yeah. 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 It was super cute. And then we went on the Three Caballeros. Based on the horrible animated film Three Caballeros.
Yeah.
Which is, if you've never, it's on Disney Plus if you want to check it out. It's what they call a package film, which is just a bunch of shorts kind of strung together and it doesn't really make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
But that was in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And not only is it a walk on, it doesn't, if you go on the Fast Pass menu, it's not even there.
Right.
Like they wouldn't even need to.
Right.
A fast pass for it would get you on the ride yesterday. Like that. Like you literally just walk on. And it's kind
of
like.
It's a lot of screens.
Yeah, just like the Finding Nemo ride. It just screens and screens and screens.
Until the very end.
Until the very end when you see a pretty cool animatronic of the Three Caballeros singing their song.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't. That
it's
one
like
wasn't great.
It's like a tour. Yeah.
But it's also. For a walk on, it's like, all right, it's something.
And also for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, well, Frozen was Maelstrom.
Yeah.
And which was like the.
It was like, more like actual Norwegian.
It was, right. It was
mythology.
Norwegian. Right. And oh my God, a couple of years ago or whenever before, I was there before it became Frozen.
Yeah.
And I've never like heard a cast member like say anything bad about Disney.
Yeah.
Because they can't. But like this guy.
Because remember, the cast members are from.
They're from that country.
That country.
And this guy was just like. He was so upset that like they were taking away their culture, which I completely understand because that Frozen ride has literally nothing to do with Norway.
No,
it would be cool if like Anna and Elsa were talking about Norway and maybe because that's what that's what the Three Caballeros does. They take you
They tell you about Mexico.
Right, because like Donald's missing and they're looking for him, so you're seeing scenes from Mexico and like other people are looking for him in Mexico and they say a little bit about the culture.
Yeah.
But, like, Frozen completely stripped Norway of its culture and just put in like a princess
ride.
Well,
it's like if, you know, you're an Italian person working at Via Napoli and it's this nice Italian restaurant, and then Disney came in and were like, oh, we're going to turn this into Super Mario restaurant.
Right.
And you got to dress up like a plumber.
Right.
You'd be like, this is fucking terrible and awful.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I fell for that. I was with him.
Right.
I understand.
It is weird because it's like they're from the real. You come from the real country to work in the fake postmodern one in Disney. It's like, imagine you come from Mexico and you're now in America and your family's like, what do you do? And you're like, oh, I work at the Three Caballeros ride.
Yep.
It's when a duck, Donald Duck culturally appropriates us.
Yep.
But whatever, you know. And then we watched the fireworks show, which was a new fireworks show you haven't seen before.
Right.
Epcot Forever.
The last fireworks show I had seen there was Illuminations.
Uh-huh.
And the Illuminations, Reflections of Earth, which was, it was cool. I liked it. I liked it a lot. But I think I had also like seen it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I would often skip it and try to get on things.
Well, I don't know what the theme to that one was, but Epcot Forever seemed about like Epcot. Like it was like they strung in music from the rides.
Right.
There was a really cool, there was a couple cool moments where they played Walt Disney's voice explaining the concept of Epcot.
Yeah, no, it hit you right in the Disney feels.
Yeah.
Illuminations, like the nations was like capitalized.
Yeah.
And it was all about like cultures coming together and like celebrating that we're one. And there was a big globe and like it was cool because especially like in Epcot, you can only see the fireworks from World Showcase.
Mm.
So to like center it around the nations makes sense. But also, you're in Epcot. So also to have it, because it's still centered around, like you still have each country lining up and doing whatever. Yeah. So you still have it centered around that. But also you have stuff from Figment, which like was never represented in the fireworks before.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And there were kites. There were guys on jet skis flying kites. And it was pretty.
Yeah, it was really nice.
I liked it.
And we got a great seat because we found a bench. Like an hour before the show, we were like, let's just find a bench and sit there until the show starts.
Right.
And we did. And it was worth it because we had a really nice seat on the water. And we watched the whole thing. It was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was beautiful.
And that was Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
And this is PCMC. I'm Mike Buongiorno, your host. I'm here today with Jen Luttrell. Jen, thanks for being here.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
PCMC is a podcast that can be found anywhere podcasts are found. You can follow at Pop Culture Man Children on Instagram. And you can follow us on Twitter at PCMC Pod. We end every episode by saying,
go bye-bye.